This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWired. I'm with Alan Hagee. Alan, how are you?
Doing great.
So, Alan, I'm here at your media event. Pretty exciting news. You have just unveiled a brand new sprayer. Can you tell our readers about your new product?
Yes. We just introduced the STX10. It's a brand new machine. People have asked, is it replacing something in our lineup? And it's not. We still have the DTS10, which is a twin tank, 1,000 gallon. We also have the STS10, which is a single tank, 1,000 gallon machine. The significance behind this machine over those two machines is that it's intended to be delivered to the producer market, the mid-sized producer market. Single tank machine, very, very well balanced, which is important considering, especially this year with the rain that we've had. People are starting to find out how important it is to keep a lightweight, well-balanced machine on their farm so they can protect their crops.
So, Alan, there's a lot of new technology today that you didn't have when your first sprayer came out 10 years ago. So has that new technology been integrated into your new machine?
Yeah. One of the start of the technology is probably one of the really exciting parts is the technology that's available to us today that wasn't yesterday on design software. You look at how quickly we can bring a machine to market now versus just a few years ago with the technology that's out there, whether it's to design the machine or to do the finite analysis so that we can see if the machine, if those components we're building for that machine are going to hold up before we actually cut some steel. It helps really speed up the design process. Other technologies that go into this machine are, it's a fully CAN bus machine, which is a computer. Basically, the machine has a computer on it that controls all the functions on it. 5 years ago or 10 years ago, that would have been a premium. That machine would have cost more because it had that on there. Now it's actually where it allows us to build a more inexpensive machine because the technology's on there. And whether or not it adds to the functionality or the safety, it's a very important thing for us to put on the machine. And also when it comes to maintenance, it's easier to support the machine with that kind of technology on it. You go into some of the precision products that are on it. We aren't a company that says that you have to put our technology on it as far as, precision farming type technology. We say, what do you want on that machine? Here are a couple vendors that we feel really comfortable and we can support you very well on, but we'll put anything on there that you want. We want to make sure that our customer is, he's the one that makes the decisions on those things versus
right.
the opposite, which some of our competitors like to push their technology, whether it's the best or not. So.
Well, are they going to be able to purchase and have on their farm your new sprayer?
Well, for one thing, we want to make sure we take care of our customers. So this will be a limited build this year, and we're going to start after the first of the year. The reason we're doing that is that we have to prepare our production facility for it, and also we want to make sure that we can get as much testing done on that. Even though we've been testing this thing like crazy, and it's probably been tested more than any Hagee machine prior to this, we want to make sure we get every minute to test these machines. So, to go back to the limited production, the reason that's important is that if we don't want to put our customers, say there is something that does slip through the cracks, we want to be able to react and take care of our customers because that is so critical for us.
Right. But can farmers outside of the United States, whether they're in Canada, Mexico, South America, can they purchase this equipment as well?
Yes. Our business is around 30% outside. 30% of our equipment goes outside the U.S. annually. It's up and down each year. It depends on the overseas markets and that. Eastern Europe's pretty strong for us. South America, Central and South America are pretty strong. But so we've got a lot of different markets around the world that we deliver our equipment to, it's a growing market for us.
So, Alan, besides the sprayer, for some farmers who might not particularly be in the market today, you have a lot of other equipment available for them as well. So can you talk briefly about some of the other pieces of equipment on display here today?
Yeah, what we're showing here today is a pretty good range of equipment. We've got a couple thousand gallon machines on the lot. We've got two machines with 120-foot boom. We've got a machine with a nitrogen toolbar, it's basically a self-propelled nitrogen applicator. It can also be used as a sprayer, but a lot of people use them for both. You can switch between attachments in about 15 minutes. So we've got the Tassler on the lot. It's really the one of the world's only self-propelled detasslers that is only for that job. A lot of detassel. We also build machines that detassel and spray both, but That is a dedicated detasseler. So we've got a full line of equipment here. We're heavy in the crop protection business, and you can tell by walking on our lot. So
great. And then, Ellen, there are some farmers, I'm sure, who aren't going to be able to get away. Where can they go to get more information about not only your sprayer, but all of your equipment?
Okay. Higge.com is probably the one-stop shop. If you look at the way Higge is set up, we are a factory direct company in our core markets. We do have some trusted partners outside the core market. The core market you would think of is probably Ohio to Nebraska, north and south, probably from Minnesota down through into Oklahoma in that area and down into Texas. But we really pick we try to pick areas of the country that we can support our customers very, very well. It's very critical for us to support our customers. So, you know, a lot of customers will ask us, where's your nearest dealer? Well, We have salesmen and service technicians strategically scattered around our core area, and that's who you deal with. When you deal with somebody on a Higge sprayer, you're going to deal directly with somebody that works for the company and has that customer's best interest in mind. So.
Great. And is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I just like to thank you for coming to our media day, and I'm looking forward to a great Farm Progress.